Welcome to Season 4 of E-Commerce Fastlane. This podcast helps resilient entrepreneurs thrive with Shopify. And now, on to episode 137.
You're listening to E-Commerce Fastlane, the podcast show to help you build, manage, grow, and scale a successful and thriving company. Powered by Shopify. Listen to real conversations with partners and subject matter experts as they share proven practical strategies, platforms, and the best Shopify apps to help you accelerate your business. The time is now for you to improve efficiencies, grow revenue, profit, and lifetime customer loyalty. Please welcome your host, startup founder, and strategic advisor, Steve Hutt.
Today's episode is brought to you by OmniSend. If you're in e-commerce marketing and it feels like those weekly newsletters are no longer enough to power your growth, you're going to love OmniSend. With more than 3,000 five-star reviews, OmniSend is the go-to choice for nimble Shopify merchants who want to step up from regular email campaigns so you can actually start increasing your sales, not your workload. With OmniSend, you'll be launching pre-built e-commerce automation in no time, as well as intuitively segmenting customers based on their shopping behavior and even trying out SMS or push notifications, all from the same platform. The best part? OmniSend provides an immediate boost to your revenue while staying as easy as drag and drop email building, with automated emails averaging up to 40% of the total email revenue. Join Duke Cannon, Black Halo, and other high-growth Shopify brands that choose OmniSend to grow their e-commerce business on autopilot. So visit OmniSend.com and start your 14-day free trial today with no credit card required. Well, hey there, it's Steve, and welcome back to the E-Commerce Fastlane podcast. Now, if this is your first time listening, this is an e-commerce show where we have honest and transparent conversations about building and thriving with your store powered by Shopify or Shopify Plus. New episodes are available twice weekly with your favorite podcast player like Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, Google Play, Spotify, and many more. You can also stream current episodes, including a very relevant back catalog, directly from ecommercefastlane.com. Now, my guest in today's episode is Andrew, who's the co-founder of a company called ChatDesk. And they have a lot of notable Shopify brands that are using their solution, including Andy Swim, Minted Cosmetics, Everbrand, Scotch Porter, and so many more. They're using this solution. It's a cloud platform that's providing on-demand customer support and assistance in helping to drive sales during after peak hours, but then also during peak periods. It's quite interesting what they do. It's a great conversation. There's a ton of learnings. Also, please make sure that you listen through to the end of the episode because there's also a couple of exclusive listener-only bonuses that are available. So hi, Andrew. Welcome to E-Commerce Fastlane.
Hey, Steve. First off, thanks again for having us on. Really excited for the conversation.
Yeah, you know, I learned about your solution. Thank you and welcome. But what's interesting is that live chat as a service and then AI chatbots and things like that, these are really, really hot topics right now. And I believe that there is a lot of miseducation about should I have one, should I not have one, and then how to execute correctly with the best kind of customer experience. So I wanted to have you on today because you and your company have a very unique approach that are not rivaled by many in the space. And so let's talk first, maybe in a high level, just to educate people listening today, like what exactly ChatDesk does and the problems that you're aiming to solve for Shopify store owners.
Absolutely. So yeah, a little bit about ChatDesk. We're a cloud customer experience platform based in New York. The problem that we're solving for hundreds of e-commerce brands, as well as enterprise brands such as, you know, Gap, Abercrombie, Vera Bradley, is we're helping them quickly increase sales and scale their customer support across all of their channels, whether that be email, Facebook, Instagram, chat, and more. And I'll just give you a quick example of that. So we started working with a Shopify store, Andy Swim, about 2 years ago. At the moment, you know, they're one of the fastest, you know, women's fashion brands out. And back then, Melanie and the team were pretty small. And like many e-commerce stores, they have a lot of competing priorities, whether that's managing inventory, marketing, operations, But by far, one of the main pain points that we discussed with them was, you know, quickly responding to their customers and providing great customer service, right? And when you think about it, every day, they're receiving hundreds of emails, chats, social comments related to order status questions. Someone responding to one of their ads with a question about their product. And if you're not able to quickly respond to all of these types of messages, you might be left with unhappy customers and lost sales. You know, what we do and what was appealing to Andy is that we made it easy and more affordable for them to find US-based superfans of their brand. So these are Andy customers. These are women across the US who are, you know, fashion lovers, swimsuit lovers, who can actually help Andy provide personalized responses to their customers, which is powered by machine learning. So for the Andy team, they love this, right? They're able to get back some of their time to focus on other parts of the businesses and, you know, also get a chance to sleep and spend some more time with friends and family, right? So it's something we're really excited about. And, you know, I think a theme that you'll see in this conversation is we want to help Shopify stores democratize quality customer service. You don't have to spend a lot to really provide that level of experience that your customers are, you know, looking for and deserve.
Yeah, I love that idea about competing priorities, because you're right. There's a lot of things that a brand can be working on. I mean, I recently did a 2021 kind of roadmap with a brand, and they kind of shared this sort of things that they want to work on for each quarter. And that's kind of part of my role in Shopify, is really to help brands grow and scale. And, you know, one of the topics that comes up for sure is like, how do we improve the customer experience? And I do a customer experience audit, just pretending to be a customer, and go through the whole flow. And I start thinking about, does this website actually have a pulse? Is somebody here to help me? Because I mean, they've got your website somehow. We know that the acquisition costs are quite high, driving, you know, ads through Facebook and Instagram, however, or even through influencer side. They've got to your website and they're learning more about what you have to offer. And imagine if they had a quick question to ask and a live chat operator is available. And I think that's the power of this. And that's like only a small part of customer experience that you're solving, but it's so unique and so awesome. So let's talk a little bit about the founder's journey before we kind of get into the meat and potatoes of this, because I got a lot to talk about today. I understand there's a co-founder, and I just would like to understand, I mean, why chat? Why this sort of like business? And like, what do you believe uniquely positions both you and your co-founder, I guess, in a couple points to have the desire, number two, to have the expertise to even want to create this platform?
Yeah, definitely. So yeah, a little bit about myself. Originally from Atlanta, New York, I think, has been my home away from home for, I would say, the past few years. First generation American, my father's Nigerian, my mother's Colombian, born in Kentucky, out of all places. And prior to starting ChatDesk, I was actually a consultant at McKinsey for over 3 years, you know, helping to lead projects for retail and financial services companies around the world. Really helping them with their call center operations, customer experience design, you know, really trying to take away a lot of the manual and paper-based processes that were really plaguing their business and just providing a better experience for their customers. And then on the technical side, my co-founder, Anato, who I actually met through a friend at McKinsey, at the time, he was a product manager at Google and spent almost 7 years there, you know, leading various machine learning projects around voice search and the Google Assistant, which is similar to Siri and Alexa. And in early 2016, we started dabbling on this concept. And actually, Anato had to put together a small contact center for one of Google's businesses and saw how frustrating it was. And he knew that I did a lot of work in this space. And we just started having this conversation around the concept of changing, you know, how we can democratize good customer support for all companies. Not only the large ones who can afford, you know, a consulting firm or can afford a nice fancy outsourcer, but, you know, the one or two person Shopify stores that can't afford to hire a part-time person or work with an outsourcer and pay those high fees. So that was one end. I think the second part was at a higher level, you know, our mission is not only to solve customer service, but also to create jobs. As you know, there are millions of people around the country and the world who are unemployed, especially last year with everything that happened with COVID-19. And we see this as a way for our platform to empower anyone, anywhere to become a customer support agent. If you're literate, you're motivated, and you have access to a mobile phone or a computer with Wi-Fi, you can start working for the brands that you love and support from the comfort of your home.
So I think that is, you're right, in the middle of this pandemic right now, and you know, with this unemployment rate, I mean, I know it's slowly starting to open up. I know there's a third wave that's kind of happening right now, for at least for the North American market, but I do see some parts of California starting to slowly open. And I think over time, hopefully with the summer months coming up in 21, hopefully things are, and you know, those that choose vaccines, it's interesting kind of where things might be headed. But the reality is that, you know, and I think McKinsey brought this up even recently, and I know Harley Finkelstein from Shopify has been touting this for quite a while, about just the fact that, you know, commerce really has moved its way ahead by 10 years in the first, I don't know, 3 to 6 months in 2020. And so here we are at 2030 levels of e-commerce adoption, and a lot of people are getting used to it, regardless of the pandemic slowly going away. Potentially, maybe by 22, 23, things will be more normalish, and people can, you know, fly internationally, hopefully. But the reality is, people like the benefits of shopping online. And so because they were forced to before, especially older people that really didn't shop online as much, now they're buying groceries and they're like, oh wow, you can buy other things, and they get used to it and they're like, ha, I love this. And so I think Shopify and your solution is really in an interesting place right now, where we're able to offer, you know, we're almost an essential service. We're here to help people. We you know, expand these independent entrepreneurs to help grow their businesses. But there's the customer experience portion, I guess, of a brand. And it's kind of called CX, is kind of like, I guess, the acronym. And it is a very, very hot topic right now for brands. And for me, like, I guess my definition is more holistic perception of how somebody experiences a brand, you know, if like navigating the website or talking to customers, that could be through chat or voice or through social, you know, and then even receiving the product, you know, and the unboxing experience. This is all part of the customer experience. So maybe I'll ask you the question then, because you see a lot of them, you're involved in a lot of this, these kind of Shopify brands in the middle of this pandemic. How do you believe that customer experience is changing or has changed now based on COVID? And how do you think maybe things might pivot a bit kind of post COVID?
Yeah, no, that's a great question, Steve. I think, you know, from the hundreds and hundreds of conversations that we have with our customers, I think there are four emerging themes that we see. I think the first is obviously around personalization. The second is around, you know, more quality versus quantity when it comes to support. I think the third is reducing the amount of blind spots across your support channels, and then the need to scale faster. So, you know, when I start with personalization, there's a need, especially with more and more customers moving online, you know, they're expecting brands to provide that personalized experience that's similar to what they had at shopping at the store. Someone, you know, helping them out, you know, providing that concierge service where I know exactly the types of items that could be best for me, depending on my lifestyle, depending on my interests. And I think the companies that we work with that are winning, they're the ones that have really nailed this. They know exactly how to personalize the experience across all moments of truth for that customer, from the first time they land on the website to even after they've purchased an item and the company's following up with them with very specific promos and offers that the customer is saying, oh yeah, this brand really gets me. I think the second, when we talk about quality versus quantity when it comes to support, customers want to know that they're speaking to support agents who truly represent the brand. And this is where I think you see a few pitfalls from some brands, is where, you know, they start working with offshore support teams who are okay for those basic tasks, and no knock on, you know, offshore support teams. But, you know, sometimes they do lack the nuances of your business, where they can drive those strong relationships with your customers. So, for instance, if we go back to the Andy Swim example, you know, if a customer is reaching out and they have questions about a swimsuit and bust size and certain models, and someone who is in the Philippines, they may struggle with that type of question because they may not get the nuances of slang and certain emojis that are being used on social. Whereas if, you know, they're able to find someone who is an Andy customer or someone who, you know, loves learning about fashion, well, it's easier for them to show empathy and to really provide that personalized experience to that customer. So that's a trend that we're starting to see specifically around social. I think social channels, that's the voice of your brand. And you want to make sure that the people who are responding to customer questions on there, they really understand the business, not just, you know, reading templates and macros. I think the third around more channels, you know, I think for some companies, more channels is a good thing, but it just means more blind spots that you may have to lose sales. So if I have a Shopify store and I'm now able to have my customers reach out to me across these different channels, whether it be TikTok or SMS, chat, email, social, reviews, well, this means more places where customers can actually ask questions, complain, reference and share this with a friend. If you don't have people who are able to quickly respond to those questions, you're potentially missing out on sales opportunities. So in a way, what we tell a lot of our companies is that customer support is the new marketing. This is the voice of your brand. This is probably one of the few times where a customer can actually speak to someone who represents the company. So you want to put your best foot forward and you want to make sure that you're quickly responding. And I think that leads to the last one, and this is the overarching theme. There's a need to scale support faster. So for a lot of Shopify stores, especially the smaller ones, you know, you have a lot of peaks and valleys. You have times where, you know, it's all hands on deck and everyone from the founder to maybe even the engineers, they're responding to tickets, they're responding to messages and chats. And, you know, this is one of the biggest problems that leaders face is hiring and training of new agents. You know, brands are expected to quickly respond to 100% of ticket types and always staying on brand. So, you know, with COVID-19 hitting, this really highlighted the problem as many more customers were shopping online. It was taking 3 months for some companies to fully ramp up a new service customer support agent, from hiring to training, shadowing, understanding your systems, your processes, and it can be very expensive. So I think these are the four areas that I feel that a lot of Shopify brands and the leaders of these brands, they really have to have a strong grasp of to make sure that they're providing that great experience for their customers.
I'd agree with the need to scale faster and the challenges that go along with like the training you said and the shadowing. I totally get that. One that resonates the most with me is about the blind spots in the channels, because once again, I manage quite a few brands and some conversations come up about, okay, you're in a multi-channel world. You're trying your best to get your products out there and you have a lot of social channels. Just once again, to spread the message around, depending on where your target audience is, the reality is a lot of brands don't have a process in place for timely answers and how to communicate with people. And a lot of times, you hate to say it, but sometimes a lot of negative things start to escalate quite quickly, where they'll at mention you on Twitter because you're not getting back to them over the weekend with regards to a tracking number or a defective product or whatever it is. And it's like, you know, imagine having access to a platform that understands all the at mentions, understands all your wholly owned properties on the social channels, and then being able to filter them all in, and then having someone being able to handle it 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Like, it's an interesting paradigm shift. I don't think a lot of people realize that it's not just by having social channels. Yes, that's a good starting point in advertising, getting it out there, but your customers are talking about you. They're at mentioning you, they're DMing you. How are you responding to them is quite interesting to me. And I think that's where your platform shines.
Yeah. And Steve, one point to add on that, I think, you know, one stat we always share with our customers is 40% of customer interactions are handled across multiple channels. So if I'm a customer and I reach out to you on Facebook, let's say I'm responding to an ad or I send you a DM, if I don't hear from you, now I'm going to send you an email or I'm going to go on Twitter or I'm going to try and call you. And this is where things start to avalanche. So for a lot of leaders, you know, they think, oh, wow, I have all these channels. But if you're not able to quickly understand, you know, what channels are receiving more messages, do I have a plan to respond to them? Do I have a plan to set the expectation on response times? Then you start to see a lot of pain across the company as it relates to responding to them.
So let's build on your point about brands that are maybe potentially losing sales because of bad support. Are you able to maybe share any examples of like how Shopify brands, I guess, are turning their support teams more into a kind of a sales-driven machine?
Yeah, yeah. And this is an area where I think we get really excited about, right? Because traditionally, when you think about customer support, you think about a cost center, expenses. But now I think companies are starting to see the power and support and how they can use this to increase customer loyalty and drive sales. One trend we're seeing is brands providing 24/7 support to those pre-sale questions across Facebook and Instagram. This is by far one of the largest blind spots for many brands. When they think of providing support, they're just responding to post-sale questions, order status, but they're missing out on the holy grail. And these are all of the pre-sale messages that are coming in on social. And you know, one example that I'll give you is from a very popular beauty brand, Mentic Cosmetics. So they're a Shopify Plus store. And this is a brand similar to thousands of others who invest thousands of dollars a month on Facebook and Instagram shopping. So they're working with agencies to put together these amazing campaigns. People are seeing these campaigns, but what's happening is that they're responding to these ads. And for companies like Mented, they were missing messages from potential customers during after hours. If someone's responding to that ad at 10 p.m. or on the weekend, or it's peak season such as Black Friday, well, if you're not able to respond to that question within 30, 45 minutes, it significantly reduces your chances of converting that customer. So you spend thousands of dollars to advertise to these people. But if customers are responding, you want to make sure that you have a plan to quickly, you know, answer their questions so that you can drive that sell home. And I think the challenge and a reason why it's tough for companies like Mented to do this is that it's expensive to hire someone for part-time work, you know, over those times. And also, let's say you hire someone for part-time for after hours. Well, you know, you may see, you know, maybe a handful of questions, you know, maybe it's 20 questions, 50 questions, 100 questions, but these questions start adding up, especially around missed sales opportunities. So to solve this, I think Mented is working with us to find other Mented customers and beauty lovers across the US who can actually provide on-demand support during these blind spot hours. So instead of Mented hiring a part-time person, they can budget the amount of tickets they need help with for the month. And now they have support around any message that comes in with a question about their product or shipping or, you know, any type of messages that need moderation, whether it's hiding those bad messages that come from, you know, sometimes those trolls that you have, responding to appreciation posts, answering product and shipping questions. You know, that's one area, and, you know, that's a bit of a shameless plug for us. But when you think about it, you can also solve this by educating your customers on response times. This is a very simple but very powerful way to help educate your customers. We know that, you know, for a lot of Shopify stores, they're not Superwoman or Superman. And it's fine to let them know that you'll get back to them in a few hours, but you need to let them know what your response times are. Because, you know, it's when you leave customers in the dark, that's when they start to lose their patience. So for a company like Mented, you know, working with us to, you know, provide that on-demand support, I mean, they were able to increase their social conversion by up to 15%+. So for them, you know, for a company that's seeing a lot of customers reaching out, I mean, that adds up a lot over time, and it's helping them to increase their customer loyalty.
Absolutely love it. You know, and this whole idea of these social channels and just not being timely to their response. It's fine to train the customer, but a lot of times in social, they don't know what your response times are because they're in app. They've seen an ad, some kind of creative, they have a question to ask about delivery, or they have whatever, and they believe that it should happen from within app. If it's, you know, if it's at mentioning or DMing you or whatever. So knowing that, you know, so customers have many ways of engaging a brand. Okay, we all agree with that. So what do you believe are some of the blind spots that, you know, of the hundreds of Shopify stores that are connected to your platform and are, you know, are executing with your solution? What are these blind spots that you believe stores are missing, or maybe blind spots, I would maybe even say not executing very well on? They know they need to do it, but they're not executing very well on it.
Absolutely. No, this is a really good question, Steve. I think two come to mind. I think the first is not leveraging your influencers and top promoters of your brand. And I think the second is not having a support plan for some of these emerging channels that we discussed earlier. So I'll start first with not leveraging your influencers and top promoters. you know, we spoke earlier about the power of personalization and just the trend of many companies trying to provide that personalized experience. And many brands don't leverage the power of their own customers and top promoters. This is a huge opportunity, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. When you think about encouraging customer conversations across multiple channels, one example that comes to mind is Avi, another Shopify store we work with, and they're a health and supplement company. And you know what they've done that's pretty unique is they have their own Facebook page, but they've also curated an additional Facebook page for health enthusiasts, customers, which allows them to get the best practices, provide exclusive deals, discuss certain topics that are happening in their space. And this ultimately grows their loyalty. And a lot of times it's actually not even talking about their products, but this page now has thousands of people. And this is a huge place for them to, you know, continue to not only market, but to build a community that will help Avi, you know, as they continue to grow as far as product feedback and other areas. Another area is, you know, hiring these same promoters of your brand for support. So, you know, when you talk about finding the right types of people that represent your brand, you know, at Chatdesk, we feel very strongly about this. You know, we've built a community of thousands of US-based super fans. We call them super fans, but they're experts who, brand experts who are really excited to work for the brands that their customers are promoters of. So another example, you know, one of our customers, Fable, they're a pet accessory company, and we are able to help them find other pet owners and customers of Fable across the US who can help respond to their customer questions. It's great for Fable because they know that these Chatdesk experts really understand the nuances of the questions that customers have. They're able to provide additional empathy because they get it. They understand they're a pet owner. And the impact of that is just more personalized quality answers for your customers. And that's one. But the second, which I think is even larger for growing companies, is it reduces your churn rate as these promoters will continue to work with you for longer and drive more referrals through their community. Churn is a huge issue within the support space. About 60% of agents, support agents that companies are hiring, they leave within a year. So that's a lot of money and time that leaders have spent training and onboarding that will leave. So how can we do a better job in finding the right people that will continue to work with you and really build and grow as your brand continues to grow? I think the second around not having a support plan for emerging channels, we just talked about, you know, some of these additional channels that you offer your customers outside of, let's say, your traditional channels, which is email, phone, and chat. There are other fast-growing channels where customers are finding you. TikTok, YouTube reviews, Reddit. It's not enough to just market on a channel. You need to be prepared to interact with people who reach out, especially if it's a pre-sale question. So I think two examples of this. One, SMS. You know, many people are using SMS to market to their customers around promotions and cart abandonment. Now companies, you know, such as Scotch Porter, which is a customer of ours, Madison Reed, they're using SMS for concierge services, clienteling services, special promotions, maybe a direct SMS line for their top promoters of their brand. And then another example is Verst, which is a Shopify store focused on beauty products. They provide an SMS line for customers to ask questions related to general concerns about issues, such as the difference between an oil and a serum, or when to apply products and how to reduce a zit. That's something where you're taking something that's traditionally used for marketing, and now you're making it more of a customer experience channel. And then I think the second one is YouTube reviews. You know, there's so many influencers that are popping up, you know, whether it's on social, whether it's on YouTube. And I think many influencers, they're finding your product and they're reviewing them. This is a really big opportunity to engage these influencers, and especially those who are responding and commenting to their videos to share additional information and just help build the community so that they understand the value of your product. I think that's really, really huge. And I think it sets some companies apart.
So next question I have is more about support. And I guess a lot of brands don't necessarily have the luxury of maybe hiring a large support team, you know, and handling all of these questions from their customers. You know, I even have a recent example. There's a brand that I manage that purposely is not putting live chat on their website right now at the moment because they're really concerned about the human capital. And they're also concerned about the technical requirements of training, of having up-to-date facts, shipping information, product information. There's a lot of moving parts that their, you know, customer experience or customer service team through email and a little bit of social are able to do it, but they're worried about the live component of having live chat running. So they're like, we're not going to have it. We're growing and scaling without it. But I'm suggesting that having a pulse on the website and, you know, and you framed it quite nicely, this shouldn't be a cost center. This is actually a profit center because there's active customers looking to buy your stuff, but you're just not there in real time to help them answer some potentially some quick questions or some product recommendations. And so from your perspective, like how do you believe that Shopify brands can offer amazing customer support?
Yeah. I think there's a huge problem for, especially for newer brands that are fast growing and they want to provide more with less resources. Founders already have so much on their plate and now they have to field questions at all times of the day, plus weekends. It can be very overwhelming. So from our conversations with a lot of our customers, but just looking at the space, I think there are a few tips to address this. The first is reduce your support channels. And this sounds a bit counterintuitive, but less is more in some cases. Really educate your customers on the type of support channels that work best for different types of questions. And you see this when you go on some Shopify stores and before you can actually contact them, they'll say, what is your question about? And based on that topic, they may suggest a channel or they may suggest some additional self-service options as well. So we talked a bit earlier about 42% of support conversations happening across multiple channels. You know, for example, for a lot of our customers that we work with, pre-sale questions probably need to be handled as soon as possible. So you want to find channels where they can get quick responses, such as chat, and remove those pre-sale questions from, you know, maybe a DM or even around email. For post-sale questions, we recommend that companies tell their customers to reach out via email. You're not now using a chat conversation to talk about where's my order. Oh, well, that's something that could probably be handled over email or even self-service. And returns and exchanges, definitely. This is an area where we strongly recommend that companies find self-service options to handle those types of questions. I think the second is driving as much self-service as possible. And it's not about deflecting conversations from your customers. It's that customer has a question and you want to make sure that they can get an answer as soon as possible. You know, 40 to 60% of some customer support inquiries that we see, they can be handled through self-service. So there are Shopify apps such as Aftership and Traktor that can easily help shift more volume to self-service, such as someone reaching out to get an order status or someone that wants to process a return and exchange. Well, you know, for some companies, you can go to their website and start the process online without actually speaking to someone, which could be a huge time saver right for them. And then, you know, obviously selfish plug, but get a Chatdesk team. Like I said before, we're really trying to democratize quality support for brands of all sizes. And we have brands of all sizes using our platform. Some who are just paying only $99 a month for additional support. And it goes a long way. This could help them drive a few more sales a month, which is worth it for them. And, you know, the brands let us know the types of tickets they need help with, in addition to the time coverage they need, and we take them from there. We handle the onboarding, the performance management, quality assurance, so that for them, they see their Chatdesk team as an extension of the actual team. And for their customers, they don't see a change at all because what we're doing is we're providing those personalized responses that are the same responses that the number one team is using. which is great.
I love the self-serve model. It's a topic that I bring up quite a bit with the brands I manage. And part of it is just kind of this post-purchase experience. You know, someone makes a purchase and they want to do a return. You know, there's some great solutions. You know, some you've mentioned. There's also like some full portal options too, Returnly or Loop Returns or even Happy Returns. Like these are some great solutions that their sole mission is just to help understand what's in stock and try to figure out a way of exchanging the product, just making the customer happy. Because, you know, just because someone wants to return a product doesn't mean they no longer want to be a customer of yours. They need to be a different size, or this particular product wasn't right for them today. That doesn't mean they don't love your brand. It's just this particular item didn't suit their needs today. But having a quick kind of self-serve option, that's why I see a lot of that even in chat solutions where, you know, some of the most popular questions are already pre-configured into the chat solution. Like, what is my tracking number? How do I return an item? And then there's some dynamic nature built into some chat solutions to be able to direct people to the right areas. If that's not built into your chat solution, then the flip side is that as soon as someone has this sort of question and an agent engages with that, they have a canned response and a very nice link to the landing page of Returnly or Loop or Happy Returns and saying, not a problem. It's super easy to make a return or exchange today. Click, there you go. I'll even co-browse with you, or I'll be waiting for you as you go ahead and do this exchange right now. I'm here to help you. And yes, there's stock. And like, so there's lots of very interesting ways, I think, of positioning a lot of this. So I just want to commend you on that. I think you're definitely onto something here. Let's talk about the people that listen to this podcast. I mean, almost 10,000 some people a month listen to this podcast. And you can appreciate there's a very diverse range of entrepreneurs. From your vantage point, you've been involved in commerce for quite a while, thousands of team members that are, you know, working remotely that are helping manage hundreds of brands. And so from your vantage point, what sort of advice would you give these brands or these store owners today that are eager to grow, and then those kind of in the mid-market that are ready to scale?
Yeah, I think the first one, and it's huge, it's been a huge key to our success, is listening to your customers. I mean, the one thing I love to do is hop on a call with them and help them, you know, figure out some very challenging issues around support. It's hard. There are many moving pieces. And I think for Shopify stores and leaders, everyone on your team should be helping out with customer support, you know, whether it's engineers, marketing, founders. I've spoken to some companies who mandate that everyone should do an hour or half day of support once a quarter or you know, every year. I think investing in tools also to quickly understand trends that drive action across your business. There are so many companies that they have thousands and thousands of conversations a month, but they don't really understand what are the trends happening with those conversations. Are there ways that I can start to segment these conversations where I can be a bit more proactive at supporting my customers versus reactive and waiting for issues to happen? That includes automatic tagging of your customer and product feedback across these channels, improving your product, identifying opportunities for self-service. And I think, you know, if you do it very well, you can start to find those top promoters and detractors who can help you drive more sales and also limit churn. I think the second is investing more in building loyal customers. There was a study I saw that said, I think it was a Forbes study that said it costs 5 to 10x more to acquire a new customer than to retain one. Yet, you know, when I speak to many companies, and especially their marketing budget, they're spending 10 to 20x more on marketing than they do customer experience. So, you know, too many founders concentrate on acquiring new customers while neglecting their existing ones. And the funny thing is, returning an existing customers, they cost less, they spend more, and they drive organic marketing. So these brands have a 60 to 70% chance of selling to an existing customer versus a 5 to 20% chance of selling to a new customer. So for customers and companies that get that, they're spending more time really building relationships with their customers and understanding, you know, what are the ways that we can segment our customer base so that we can be a bit more personalized, but it also helps us understand how we can best support them as well. I think an example of that is Bombas. You know, Bombas, they've done their sock company that's done very well, and they're continuously sharing their philanthropic mission with their customers, donating a pair of socks, discussing environmental topics. These are things that it costs a little bit of money for them, but it's helping to build and curate that community that is going to help keep their customers very loyal and excited. You know, another one is, you know, focusing on retention metrics. You know, I think the companies we've seen do a good job with building loyal customers is they're tracking it. They have that North Star metric around churn rate or customer lifetime value or net promoter score to understand month over month, year over year, how do we continue to service our customers, but build those strong relationships. And, you know, if there are certain areas that are not doing as well, you know, that's a symptom that they can now address and hopefully, you know, turn it around.
One takeaway I have from what you just mentioned was the trend that's happening now for progressive brands, these kind of resilient direct-to-consumer brands. They're even having a new title available to, like, you know, a director of customer experience or a customer experience manager. There are dedicated, like, C-suite people that this is their sole goal is to try to figure out. And they, it's a very interesting title because it really touches like the whole life cycle of the customer all the way through. I think it's a complicated position, but it's a necessary position. And you're right. There's certain pieces of tech. There's certain pieces of the human capital. There's the KPI part of it that you have to kind of manage. And it has to roll up just to lifetime value of growing the brand. So it's pretty exciting opportunity right now. So what does the future look like for Chatdesk? I'm always interested to know, I understand what you do today, but I'm interested in maybe any North Stars for the remainder of 21, partner alignment or innovation. Just end of the day, how are you going to continue to, I guess, offer value and kind of iterate on your platform?
Absolutely. I think the first one is working with more Shopify stores as well as partners. So we have quite a few partners on the Shopify ecosystem that we work with. And I think one that's growing a lot are agencies. So these are agencies that are helping companies build these great ad campaigns, but maybe the Shopify store has a difficulty responding to ad responses. So this is an area where we can help the agencies drive more sales, but also for the Shopify stores to provide those quick responses. And then also just working with more companies. You know, we currently work with companies across Europe, Australia, Africa, and we hope to continue building our superfan communities globally. So we have, I would say, 90%+ of our superfan communities in the US, but we're starting to build one in the UK. We're starting to build one in Australia. We want to help more brands find local experts that can provide that great and personalized support. And then I think the second is helping more Shopify stores turn their customer support into sales. So how can we help them respond to customers across these non-traditional channels, such as YouTube reviews and TikTok and Reddit? These are some of the channels where in the future, more conversations and questions are going to, you know, happen. And we want to be there for our brands to make sure that they can provide that consistent level of response across them all.
So how can people learn more about Chatdesk and the solutions that you offer?
Yeah, so I think first off is going to the Shopify App Store and finding us. You can literally search Chatdesk on the search bar and find us. We offer a free trial for companies who want to test it out for 2 weeks. You can also go to www.chatdesk.com to find out more about our platform, but also, you know, take a look at some of our content. I think we pride ourselves of being a thought leader in the space, and we always have some interesting case studies from other Shopify brands that we profile. You know, Shopify was very gracious to write a piece on our story and vision last year. So we also have that link on our website too, if you want to learn more about the story and where we're going in the future.
Very cool. I'll make sure all these links are going to be in the show notes to the app, website, and for sure, this article I read, it actually, it's quite interesting. And it's just shows the positioning that you're having in the market and the fact that Shopify agrees that customer experience is super important. The live chat component, and then, you know, the democratization that you're doing right now with getting people employment, but getting these brand ambassadors behind products to help support the brands that they love, which is a win-win for the brand. Other than the free trial that's available, I understand that there is an offer that you would like to share with the listeners today.
Yeah, definitely. So there are two offers, one for our Chatdesk team solution. So this is providing on-demand support for customer support across email, chat, and social. So for all listeners, we're providing 30% off our team's plan for 3 months. So our plans start at $99 and it's based on the volume of tickets you need. And then for our second offer, it's for Chapdesk Trends. And this is a free tool that we provide for all companies. And this allows you to automatically tag all of your customer and product feedback across platforms, whether it be Shopify, email, social, chat, reviews platforms, surveys. We're providing 3 months access to our premium version. So this gives you access to all of our features of this particular platform as well.
So I'm going to have all of this available once again in the show notes. It'll be ecommercefastlane.com/chatdesk. That'll redirect you to the landing page. You can take Andrew up on either one of these offers for the outsourced kind of a Chatdesk Teams offer or the premium Chatdesk Trends offer. So this is awesome. Thank you so much. I just really appreciate you coming on the show today, Andrew. It's very clear to me that, you know, you're definitely in tight alignment with wanting to help Shopify brands and in a lot of ways, improving efficiencies, definitely growing revenue, like using chat, you know, as a profit center versus a cost center. I really appreciate that mantra. And then end of the day, just offering world-class customer support in a scalable way. And so thanks again for your vision and giving back to the ecosystem.
Of course, Steve. No, this was great and a lot of fun. Really enjoyed the conversation.
All right. Have yourself a great day.
You too.
E-commerce Fastlane is brought to you by Omnisend. Omnisend is an email and SMS marketing platform built for nimble Shopify merchants who want to increase their sales and not their workloads. Full Shopify integration, pre-built automation workflows, intuitive segmentation, and no-code editing makes it easy to get up and running without diving into the nitty-gritty details, unless you want to. More than 50,000 e-commerce brands use Omnisend to grow their businesses on autopilot, converting their customers with quick-to-build, highly relevant emails and texts. So visit omnisend.com, start your 14-day free trial today with no credit card required. Well, that's it for today's episode. I'd like to thank you personally for being a loyal listener of E-commerce Fastlane. It's my hope that this podcast is offering you a ton of value through growth strategies, tactics, and exclusive insider tips on the best Shopify apps and marketing platforms, all with my personal goal to help you build, manage, grow, and scale a successful and thriving company powered by Shopify. Thanks for investing some time today and listening to the show. I'm so proud and excited that you have a growth mindset and are a constant learner. I truly appreciate you and your entrepreneurial journey. Enjoy the rest of the week and keep thriving with Shopify.